Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town.
Welcome to Dope Town. You already know what it is. And if you don't know what it is, here's a friendly reminder. We are the premier freestyle hip hop comedy podcast. You're going to be hearing us rap off the top of the dome, which means we're making it up as we go along. And we're going to hopefully be funny. But you already knew that. And if you didn't, that was a reminder. We got Zora Beacon Gaga on the mic.
Yep.
We got Sean Fisher Yo. Doing that beat. Hello, I'm Greg Smith. We are Dope Town 3000. To get going, we're going to warm up with a little bit of Twitter trending topics.
Yeah.
What do we got?
I'm going to pull up trending topics real quick, throw out some stuff to you guys, and then you let me know if anything sounds interesting enough to you. We got hashtag lazy vacation ideas.
Huh.
Hashtag I try so hard, but hashtag need a new. Anything?
Need a new?
Yeah. Need a new?
Yeah, like I need a new blank. I like lazy vacation ideas. I try so hard, but or need a new. So which one do you guys like out of those?
I kind of like need a new.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you guys were liking the lazy vacations.
Hey man, don't look into it too hard.
I mean, I feel like your voice brightened up when you read that.
I was like, well, lazy vacation ideas. Need a new. All right, I'm good with need a new.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it then.
Need a new. Need a new. Need a new. Need a new. Oh no, it's all in my face. It's falling apart. Need an iPhone case. Oh no, oh no. Jiminy criminy, I need that special case. It's called a Jimmy's case. Yeah man, I need to go home. I can't fix it man, for my sixth phone. Oh no, it's cracking. Oh no. My bills, yo, they lacking. I can't get this iPhone case. It's quaking. Call it on the ground, man. You know that it is breaking. Oh, I'm not a shot caller. Can't buy a new case. Yep. Don't have dollars. Need a new.
Yo, need a new. Need a new. Yeah, man. Kill my enemy. So what I need is a new identity. Oh, yeah, man. Killing what the best. So they gotta relocate me somewhere to the Midwest. They be trying, bruh. Oh, I be hiding out somewhere in Iowa. Oh, yeah, man, they gonna try to find me. Oh, man, they gonna have to look because I'm always just looking here behind me. I need a new personality. Yeah, somewhere to go hide my family. I need a new address and a new car and a new bank account and some freaking new bar. So I need a new, need a new, need a new. Need a new, need a new identity. Need a new,
need a
new, need a new, need a
new,
need a new, need a new.
Hey, 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 I'm a lizard again. Yeah, you know your boy is cute. Ooh. Got a gecko, but I need a new newt. Ooh. Yeah, you know that is what I do. I do it all day, and I do my lizards to you. Oh, damn, goddamn, what the hell do you think? I be getting really sloppy when I'm on that fucking drink. Oh my god, new lizard in the tank. Oh my god, spending all my money out of my bank on them lizards. My flow is so cold, it is like I'm spitting blizzards. Yeah, I got that flow like Eddie Izzard, like I'm standing up talking about my pets. Yeah, newts, they do not need a habitat. Wets,
wets, it is such a joke. Zero calories, I need that new coke, new coat. Yeah, I need some broke feet. Why, man? Cause I got that sugar, it's NutraSweet. That's also new.
Artificial.
What's also new is the color brown. Yeah, man, you don't know that sound. The color brown didn't exist back in ancient times. Nah, man, they weren't on that brown time grind. Yeah.
So you're saying there's no browns? Brown is a new color, man, that is profound. I wanna go leave right now, tell everybody in town. Maybe out with that new fact that nobody will frown.
Nobody found it. You know I'm trying to try it. Gonna invent a new color called violet.
Violet?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm swerving on, you bro. I'm gonna call it violet, also known as purple. Yeah.
pull, yeah, violet. Yeah, what the hell? Can't tell, you know, it came from them seashells. Yeah, it came from the coast of Africa. Yeah, man, they weren't lacking up. Shell on that shit, man. I'm such a fucking fool. Brown, the new color, man. I was talking about blue, yeah. Those dudes, man, they were on fleek. They invented that new color, man. Called them Greeks.
Hey, call them Greeks. Call the new colors. Yo, Zora, talking about colors. I need a new box of Crayola. I've only got 8 colors. Need some more. Wanna go from 16 to 32 to 64. Oh, you know I'm sweet like I'm playing a harpener. You know them crayon boxes got a crayon sharpener, yeah. You know I'm always getting paper when I'm coloring on that colored construction paper. That's that color, oh, color, on color, on color, on color. Draw a nice painting for my mother, my brother, all of us, yeah. You know I am a real artist, yeah, yeah. You know I'm on that fucking art shit.
Yeah, color.
I need a new.
All right. What up? We have such a special guest.
It's true.
On the podcast. This person is a funny comedian. They are just killing it on the grams. They are killing it out in the entertainment industry. We used to live in the same building. Actually, fun fact, Bill Kottkamp.
Kottkamp.
Chill Trill Bill. Hey, what's up? It's Dope Town.
Yes, it is Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town.
Welcome to Dope Town, Bill.
And so excited to have you on. You know, just laughing at your stuff, laughing at you online. You got cool show coming out pretty soon with my other friend, Monica Barbaro.
Yeah, I do. The Good Cop.
Yeah, The Good Cop coming on Netflix. Actually, Josh Groban is in it.
What? Tony Danza.
What? Tony Danza.
Yeah.
What a cast.
From the makers of Monk.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Andy Breckman and Randy Zisk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dang. It's going
to
be fun.
What's this? What's the show about? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, it's Josh Groban's like a good cop. He's like the best cop in the city. He's not just a good cop, he's the good cop.
Sure.
And his dad is Tony Danza, who's like an ex-cop, who was like a bad cop. He was like a crooked, like cutting deals with criminals.
Yeah.
And he's a bad cop. And then it's about, you know, solving crimes. And
I'm gonna assume that Josh Groban is the good cop because I don't think there are any other good cops.
Yeah,
but maybe
he's the one good
he's the
cop.
Only one.
I'm a good cop. Monica's good.
Yeah, Monica. Yeah, she's great. Just
serenades you into like confessions.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
We're gonna hear a dope ass story. And just you can tell anything, just dope that happened.
Yeah.
And the beautiful life of Bill, Trill Bill.
Well, I just thought I'd tell the one story at the time. I probably the closest I could have died. Is me and my friend, like, it was like the last day of school in our junior year of high school, and like our friends were all like doing their senior grad night or whatever that we normally hung out with, and I bet we were probably like sad or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we were like whatever, dude, we're gonna go to the school and like drink on the school and like climb all over our school.
Yeah. And then playing that song like as we grow up and
yeah
we
yeah yeah, yeah like thinking about how we were about to be seniors. We were like drinking and thinking about it and shit like that. And me and my friends, like, I think I started drinking and smoking when I was like 14. So I was like, you know, not the healthiest kid, but we had a long history of just like doing stupid shit and wandering all over town. So we felt like, you know, we felt like experts. We were like climbing and jumping on, you know what I mean? We would always get drunk and then climb things,
yeah.
Which those two together, not the safest to begin with. But that's not how we almost died. I mean, we were just having a good time, you know? And then it was like, we were like, oh, we want to go somewhere, you know, we want to get out of here. And I was like, you know what, dude? I'll give you a drunk driver test.
What?
Classic two drunk
I'm
people.
I'm a good cop.
Yeah, I made him do the ABCs, walking a line and stuff. And I was like,
dude, you're going straight. Let's get you in the parking lot. Okay. Let's test you out on the road, dude. Let's test your road.
So there wasn't the equipment involved. It was just the straight up.
Seems good to me, yeah. Man.
I was like, you seem like you're doing good job. You're walking straight. Then we went into the parking lot and we did another test where I was like, okay, man, how about you try to drive around all the little parking things? You know what I mean? Let's do a little test, you know? He passed, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we hit the open road, right?
Oh, no. Where was this geographically?
Claremont, California.
California.
So, Claremont is the Inland Empire. The 909, is it a little east of Los Angeles? Somewhere?
Yeah, it's like close to the Inland Empire.
Okay.
The Inland Empire. It's like LA County still, but it's close to Inland Empire. It's like the edge of it. And so we were on the edge of it and we started driving and we were like, oh, let's go to the mountains. That'll be chill.
We just want
to
climb.
We love going to the mountains.
Gabriel Mountains.
Yeah, the San Gabriel Mountains. We drive up there. You know, my friend clearly should not be driving in the mountains. It's his first time drunk driving. He chose hard mode.
He went straight into it.
It was nighttime in the mountains. We're driving around. I didn't remember this detail. He just told me the other day, I guess we were looking for a couch to sit on or something. I don't know if he made that up
in
or
the
not.
Mountains?
But
it's going to be a mountain couch somewhere.
Like, oh, I remember. There was a couch that you could like climb up to and walk on, and we were driving through it. We were driving to find it in the hills, and it was like...
It was like one of those couches on Atlanta, but like in the mountains instead of in Atlanta.
I think I know where this is. It's sort of like on a overlook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couch on a hill.
And there's like a graffitied concrete piece, and there used to be like... If it's the one I'm thinking of, there's like this big like 3-4-person couch and just overlooking this valley.
Okay. Yeah, and you can just hang out on there, and we were trying to drive up there. But we were both drunk, so we didn't know where it was. And then we'd driven from Claremont all the way to like Upland or something, like Upland even. Mm-hmm. And because you go through the mountains and you end up in Upland. And then we were like, oh, now we're in Upland, dude. We got to got to get back to Claremont. And then we got on the freeway and we drove on the freeway back, and we were like driving, and we were like at the Claremont exit, and you were like, you know what, dude, we're hungry, you know what I mean? And we'd go and we're like, let's go get Carl's Jr., dude. Classic 16-year-old move. Classic 16-year-old drunk driver move. They're gonna hit up Carl's Jr.
They'll never find us.
Yeah. I think just any drunk driver move.
Right. There are no drunk people in Carl's Jr.
Yeah. But we drove there, and then as we pulled up and we talked to like the drive-thru person, it was finally like my friend was like, they're like, hey, welcome to Carl's Jr. Can I take your order? And he was just kind of like, hell yeah.
The cashier was like, hell yeah?
No.
Take your order, bro.
No. They were like, welcome, can we take your order? And my friend was like, and like kind of stumbled with his words. And that's when we like looked at each other and we were like, oh, like you're definitely too drunk to be driving. we're realizing that line, we were like, wow, we really should be on the road, wow. And then I think we got back to like whatever one of our houses or something and didn't drive anymore. But then later on he also told me that while he was on the freeway he was almost falling asleep.
No.
So he was barely staying awake driving on the freeway. And like I was like, because we were talking about like, oh, we did so much dumb shit. Like we were constantly doing dumb shit. Like they were climbing, like we lived right by the Claremont colleges. So we would just get like drunk and walk around, and they would climb all the buildings. Like I think I never did this, but those yellow cranes, like we just were reckless with our lives. My friends like climbed a yellow crane.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And just went to the top of it. And they were like, I don't know. Self-sabotage, dude. But that was my like whole high school was just like random adventures where we would.
That's awesome.
And that was the closest I got to probably dying.
Okay.
Wow. So was my friend almost falling asleep on the freeway?
Wow. Okay. But you had no idea while he was falling asleep.
No, because I was probably more wasted than him.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't driving, so I was. That has nothing to do with how drunk you are.
Right. What was your friend's name?
His name is, he starts with a K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll call him that, K.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to say it. Just yeah, sure. His name's Kardik.
Yeah.
I blasted him.
Shots fired.
Blasted. Yeah.
You don't know his last name.
When did the...
everyone who knows me from high school does.
When did the passion for climbing begin? It sounds like your group of friends is really into climbing.
I don't know. I don't remember why we started climbing. I think climbing was just really popular in 2008 to 2011.
Would that have been a year in 08?
I guess it was like around kind of when parkour was the thing.
Yeah, I think parkour was cool and we were teens and we wanted to climb stuff. We would like,
I get that.
And they were pretty good. My two friends were little, so they were good at it, but I was tall. So it's like, it's not as easy to climb. You'd think it'd be easy.
That.
But you're heavier. Mm-hmm. It's like you got more weight to carry.
For sure. That.
And there's those videos from Russia where they'll be like up on a skyscraper doing like handstands or something like that. That stuff, man. Even thinking about it now, my hands are like,
That stuff's crazy. Just for like a video.
Yeah.
Those Russian videos are insane, though.
I'm on board. Ooh, yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
Do we have any more questions? Do we have? This was a great story.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're alive.
Right. I know.
It's not a question. It's just
so happy we didn't careen off of the mountain.
We're not communicating with you via spirit.
But this was before your senior year.
Yeah, so it was my junior year. Yeah.
Cool.
The official position of Welcome to Dope Town, by the way, is that drunk driving is not dope.
No, it wasn't a good choice.
Just to be.
I agree.
I mean, wild
story. Sean looks like the emoji. The like,
drunk driving's bad.
Sean, this is not a controversial position.
I know. I'm agreeing.
Are you?
You sound like
drunk driving's bad. Okay, it's real bad.
Okay. our official position is against it, but one of us may not be.
It was casual position. Hey, if you can order.
No, Sean, no.
Jack in the Box drive-through and pass my series of drunk DUI tests.
Two-thirds of
you can climb whatever you
have a two-thirds minute.
Clearly, also my tests worked. He was, you know.
Yeah, honestly?
Honestly, I was like, the tests were pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he was clear. We got home. You could say it was a bad idea, but I'm sitting here today.
And
so.
I'm going to be a cop on Netflix in a couple of months. So
hey, I'm just a technician, secular. Dude.
The technician. You knew how to, you know, fix things.
Dope.
You know how to fix things.
Cool.
Cool.
Want to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready. We in that 909. So fine.
You know we love to climb.
Hey. Oh my god, what do I fear? End of an era, we're at our junior year. Wow, the future could be good, the future could be bad. Right now I'm with my homies and I'm probably feeling sad. Yeah, you know I'm really cool. I'm out here reminiscing with my friends at school. Okay, yeah, it's a futuristic climate. Could be hot, could be cold, but right now I gotta climb it.
Oh yeah, we're outside hearing kind of barking a lot. Nah man, let's drink at this parking lot. Yeah man, what's that half? Split it with me man, and let's drink some beer, some Paps. Yeah. Now we're not kinda drunk, cause we're in this parking lot getting kinda drunk on this stuff. Yeah. We kinda cleaner. Why man, next year we are going to be them tall
seniors.
Here's the scene, man. We are in our prime. Hey, I got a good idea. Let's just go and climb up anything, man. Oh, man, a climb a fountain. Oh, also, did you know there's a couch in the mountains? Yeah, there's a couch right up in the mountains. I know, man, it is a fact that is astounding.
Yeah, it's so far. It's all the way not Tahiti, but maybe it has some markings and maybe some graffiti on the side. Yeah, I heard of it. Yo, I heard of it. Why? From my dude Sean, man, he's got the word of it.
All right, man, let's just go and say me and you and Bill and maybe also Mr. K. We are all gonna go drive in the car really quick. But I'm sorry, I am kind of drunk and feeling kind of sick.
Wait, kind of sick. I got a test. I'm gonna just take out and feel your breast.
What?
Yeah, man.
Feel
can
my
you
breasts or
trounce?
Oh.
Need you to bounce and also kind of count all the way from 3, 4, 2, 1, 0.
I don't know.
Do it, man. You will be the hero.
Wait, first I gotta count 3, 4, 2, 1, 0, and that'll prove that I can go and be the hero. Okay. All right. All right. No game over. I just gotta go real quick. Gotta focus up. I gotta sober. All right. All right. All right. Okay, man. Here it goes. I'ma lift my foot and put my finger right up to my nose. All right. Yeah. All right. I'll say this for the hell of it. Reversing starting at Z. I'll go and say the alphabet. Z Y X W B U T S R P P Q N M L K J I H G F E D B C.
Sounds good to me.
It's good enough. Good enough. Good enough. Let's get right in the car. Oh man. Okay. Let's do it real quick. Oh man. Let's go to the bar. Wait. I'm just gonna finish my beer. Then I'm gonna go get in steer. Yeah, man. Gonna go check my seatbelt and look in that rearview mirror. We good. We good.
Yeah. Don't wanna be hoes, but I kinda see this dude and his eyes look kinda close. Do you see that? Do you see that, my friend? Nah, man, I don't wanna have this thing trip be my end to
that's
my life.
All right, man, we're not getting in a race, kid. I'll prove it. I'll just drive around these parking spaces. It's gonna be cool. It'll be all right. I'll avoid all the parking concrete and all of the lights. Feeling pretty good. Let's go on the highway. Yeah, man. Oh, we ain't gonna die today. Yeah, man. Oh, I got that teenage confidence. Yeah, man. Man, going to the mountain in the Providence.
Listen to me, you know that I can't lie. It's me, the driver's set of eyes. Yes, yes, you know you're not gonna get rid of me. I'm gonna be here, make you feeling fucking heavy. Oh my god, not gonna make a damn peep. But wouldn't it be nice if you just went to fucking sleep? Like if you went to sleep, if you dreamt so far, if you just fell asleep while driving this car.
I'll give you like Beethoven kind of music in your brain. I'm called serotonin. Yeah. Don't wanna be sounding creepy, but maybe my chemicals will make you sleepy. Ooh. Drip, 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 drip. Trip. Yeah, yeah, take another sip, sip.
Yeah,
sip, sip, going on a trip, trip. Oh, I keep myself together, gotta get a grip, grip. All right, all right. Now we're in the peaks and valleys. I cannot understand, man. I just do not know where in Cali this freaking couch is. I know what's up here somewhere.
Know what's up, man? We're halfway there. We are in this place called Upland.
Oh, man, oh, it's misdirection. I'm sorry, I thought it was here, but I am not correct.
You're not correct, like you are playing a fool. We gotta go to the mountains of San Gabriel. Yes, yes, we are not there. We ain't. San Gabriel is Spanish for saints. Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty tart. I think drinking this alcohol is making me more smart.
Making you more smart.
True.
Fuck Gabriel. No, he ain't. I like Michael, that other saint.
Oh, my God. This is not what I'm believing. When you're drunk, you can't discuss politics or religion.
Everybody in this car is having serious conversations. Oh, man, I'm so drunk, I'm just trying for concentration. Oh, I just gotta act like I am fine. I just really hope nobody knows I'm swerving on these lines.
Hey. Swerving on these lines? I'll tell you what is fine. What is your policy on Israel and Palestine?
Oh, my God. Oh, man, this is real. In the last 5 minutes, I've been grinding against the steel barricade. I am afraid, man, we will not make it. Oh, getting behind the wheel, it was a mistake, kid. Damn, I'll be honest. I don't know where this couch is. Don't want to be a goner.
Okay, okay. I've been chilling here. Please do not call me a sly. I've been chilling at the mountains. I'm just a fucking lonely cat.
Oh, some friendship and some butt cheeks would be nice. I'd be sure of yours. It's me, a heartbroken and existentially difficult piece of mountain furniture. I'm a lonely couch. I'm a lonely couch. Yeah.
How the hell did I get up here?
If I had any friends, I could be less of a grouch. But right now, I'm just a lonely couch. I'm a lonely couch. To find a new friend would make me fucking less of a grouch. But I'm a lonely ass couch.
Yo, yo, being this couch, this life, it is a doom. Cause wanna couch, wanna be in living rooms. Man, they brought me up here thinking it's a joke. The only people that see are homeless or maybe smoke some type of drugs, man. They be getting hugs, man. Oh, they just be finding me right out in pubs. Oh, and when it rains and gets dirty, I get disgusted. Wish I could be in someone's house, not Justin. Oh, my surroundings. Even though I got a cool view of the mountains. Oh, it's not fun. I be baking, I be drying in the sun.
I'm a lonely couch, used to be full of blouses. Also famous couch, I was on them full houses. I was had those fans. Also on that other TV show called Roseanne, I got passed around.
Roseanne TV shows, yeah, I'm on that pimp, son. I'm also on that cartoon known as The Simpsons. I'm a fucking famous couch, yeah, it ain't no slag, homie. Opening credits with that fucking couch gag, homie.
Yo, if you wanna talk about big old slouches, I am probably the famousest of the couches. Yeah, man. Oh, hey, how about this Canadian television? The big comfy couch, bitch. Big comfy couch. Yeah, man, it is a kid show. Star a couple clowns. Yeah, it is a whole town with Canadian clowns. How about that shit? All right. Are we heading back to town?
It's heading back to town. One more couch. It's kind of finding problematic couch. It's called Tiny, Tiny Couch.
Tiny Couch.
Yeah. Little something. I was made famous by Lena Dunham. Tiny Couch, Tiny Couch, Tiny Couch, Tiny Couch. I'm a Tiny Couch. So problematic, say, ouch, yeah, on that shit, yeah. Cause I'm not very poor. I am in them fills, man, made by Mumblecore. Mumblecore,
yeah, yeah, okay. Problematic is my perspective. My first film in the Criterion Collection. Oh my god, this that shit that you don't know. Use my famous connections to get on HBO.
Yo, let's head back. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling a kind of snack. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'd be good. Oh, my body's going in shock. I need some nutrition real quick. Let's hit Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box? Yeah. Nah.
Oh, why?
Nah, I will tell you, man. You drop that jaw, yeah. I'll tell you what is the name is. It's called the cheeseburger. It is called famous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just think that if we want to go somewhere where other people drank and we do not want to be standing out at all, then we can go there because people let Jack in the Box drink alcohol in the parking lot or on the way. Oh, man, I do not have anything left to say. I want to get some fries. I wanna get some burgers and maybe get home without committing accidental murder.
Hello, you two are now on the border. Welcome to Jack and Box. I'm the cashier here to take your order. I'm not trying to be rude, kid, but you've been being kind of silent. Would you like some fucking food, kid?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Huh. Hell yeah.
I'm like, either you're really junk or you're kind of dumb. I don't think you should be doing the stuff I am thinking. Don't be on the road because you sound like you've been drinking.
Oh, man, that's the fucking worst. I'm sorry I sound like I've been drinking and pulled up in reverse. I know I'm going through the drive-thru in a way that is backwards. I don't know if that isn't a factor in what you're trying to say if you think that I have been drinking. I don't understand. understand, and my lights are blinking. I've had my hazards on for like how long, guys? Also, can I supersize that order of fries?
Sure.
Supersize. Hey, that shit is bendy. It's either McDonald's or it might be Wendy's. Check in the box. You don't even have to try. We just got small, medium, and large normal size.
All right, all right. Here's the thing, man. You do not have to boss me. I'll make it easy for you. I'll just order
a Frosty. We don't order Frosties. No.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm being attacked. Okay, scratch that and just give me a Big Mac.
It's like you're deliberately choosing food items.
Oh my gosh, sir, fine, then just go ahead and give me a Whopper. Why you acting macho? Just go ahead and give me a taco.
We don't have nachos.
Nachos, man. Acting fake. Why? I came here, I want that tiny chocolate cake.
Oh.
Have you heard of it, my guy? It's not McDonald's, not that apple pie.
What is it?
Nah, man, it's little thing. It's fried round, brown, and it's got them onion rings. Oh, yes, it is the truth. Her, I'm talking about the other restaurant called Carl's Jr.
Yeah, okay, so you said another restaurant's name while you were talking to me. I think that you're squarely to blame. I work for the Jack in the Box. Now, you're making me mad, and I know my job don't rocks, but I think that two of you should just go home. Okay? No longer on the streets, you should roam. Go home and just get to bed and count your goddamn blessings that neither of you are dead.
Yo, if we had a grade, then we would flunk. Oh, looking at each other, realizing we're too drunk. Oh, I probably shouldn't have given you that test because when it comes to myself, I wasn't in the best
state of mind. State of I probably mind. Should have stopped you. You gave me a test. I thought you were a good cop, dude.
Nope. And that is kind of sad. I'm a bad cop like Tony Danza, who's my dad.
What?
Tony Danza. Yep, Tony Danza, he's my dad. Check this. We got a movie about us on the Netflix. But we should probably finish this order before we talk about all that. Man, just throw it all like in the brown paper bag.
Yes.
Whatever you want, and I just will give you a 20. Just make sure that there is a lot of food in there, like plenty. Because, man, we'll put it in the trunk. Yeah, we'll admit it. We're teenagers who were drunk. But...
Yeah, you tell the truth, Ben. We're almost swerving on this 210, but we're gonna make it all the way home. No crazy seance. We're gonna go to that college town, Claremont.
Wait.
Oh, no. I'm insane. I wanna climb all the way to the top of this crane. Oh.
Yeah. Yo, I think that idea's great, sir. Let's go over to the college and find a skyscraper builder. Yeah, that little piece of machine. Have you seen those Russian videos like on your TV screen? Or
yeah, man, I like that stuff. Man, they're always grandstand. They're on the edge of the plane. Man, they're on that handstand. Oh, shit.
We could do it all because we are both short. Wait, you are kind of tall.
Oh, no.
Okay, but that's all right. That shit is fine. Let's just pull up right here, park, and then just get out on this line. If we can just walk this line, then we can climb a crane. I know that it sounds weird, but I know it sounds insane.
Wait. Do not do this anymore. No. You're doing the same test that you did before. This is a weird way to end the story. It's like we're in high school. Cool, drunk junior purgatory.
Climbing and looking back down, we've only got like 5 feet. Looking back down, we only got like 12 feet. Yo, climbing that thing is hard. All of you kids get down from there. I'm the campus security guard. Wait, don't make me come up after you, because if I do, then I will not have any gratitude.
Fuck you. You look like a fake ass Blake Lively.
What?
I don't like your college, you fake ass Ivy League.
That's a mistake. There is no way that I'll be insulted referencing comparing to Blake. lively. She is so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Nah,
from
man,
my
but she's not dutiful to what? Her genre. She switched out of the CW. She's in all serious
Look,
movies.
Man, not trying to trouble you, but why are we having this argument from 50 feet away? Please come right down that crowd today.
I have a gripe with Blake Lively. I lost it. I was a big fan of that girl Gossip. And now she's doing movies like, oh, I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm like, oh, no, I don't like what you're doing.
I shouldn't be driving this crane.
With your talent, kind of sports.
Operating this crane. I just got into the control box. I'm insane. I probably shouldn't be operating this crane.
You probably shouldn't be operating, but you ain't a slouch. We should take this crane up to the mountains to find a couch. Yes. That is the intention that I mean. Yeah. Listen to me. I am Dunham Kamalina.
Kamalina. We're kind of faded. We made all the way to the couch. We're graduated now.
Here's the thing, guys. You are all my bras, so if you mention this story about me breaking the law, it's all right if you have some details that you want to say, but please don't say my name. Just reference
Ayo,
me
Ayo.
As K.
His name is Cardi. His name is Cardi. His real fucking name is Cardi. Come on, better hide his identity. Cardi. Yes, you're on blast, motherfucker, and your name is Cardi.
Sending bad cops for you, Cardi.
Hell yeah.
Fucking 909.
909.
909 and then climbing and climbing.
Bill, how did that feel? Was that close?
That was more accurate than the story I told.
Ah. Yeah.
It somehow got more truthful.
Yeah.
Nice.
I forgot all those details, but then when you brought them up.
Yeah, I didn't know you had such strong opinions about the filmography of Blake Lively.
Yeah. I know. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Didn't know that the couch was also so sad.
Yeah, that was another part of it that was very real.
It's just up there alone, man. Great view, no friends.
Great view, no friends.
It's like a metaphor for success.
Yeah. Oh, that's like the whole premise of BoJack Horseman.
Starring Blake Lively.
Starring Blake Lively. I have no problem with Blake Lively or the movies that she is doing as of late. It was just in my head. I just want to clarify that. I actually think
it is the official statement.
The
Blake's our biggest listener.
The official statement and stance of Dope Town 3000, or at least 2/3 of us, is that we approve what Blake Lively.
Okay.
Blake Lively's cool.
Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Come on, Sean.
Blake Lively's cool.
Blake Lively's good.
Have a positive.
She's good. She's good at her job.
Sean's not convinced. Again, 2/3.
2/3 majority.
Keep it consistent.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Hey, heck yeah. You're welcome.
And again,
I'm going to jail.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
the only reason this
confession.
Went as long as it was is because this is how long it takes the cops to get here.
Yeah.
Sick. Do you want to promote anything online?
I'm putting out my comedy music EP this summer.
Woo!
No Chill Trill Bill.
That's what it's called? No Chill Trill Bill?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
K-N-O-W or N-O?
No, N-O.
No
Chill Trill Bill.
Yeah, No Chill Trill Bill.
Say yes to No Chill Trill Bill.
Yeah.
And follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, what's your Instagram, Bill?
Chill Trill Bill.
Makes sense.
Yep.
And we talked about the show a little bit. What character do you play on it? We didn't really
I play computer technician.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Classic. Glasses.
Hacker trope.
Glasses.
Yeah, this has been Welcome to Dope Town. Thanks so much again to Bill Kottkamp. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe to Welcome to Dope Town, wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to follow Dope Town 3000 on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Be sure to check out the other amazing podcasts on Campfire Media. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora Beacongaga. I'm Greg Smith, and as we say at the end of every Welcome to Dope Town.
What is that, Greg?
The official 2/3 majority stance of Dope Town 3000 is that friendship is objectively good.
Okay.
See, I feel like I thought that would have been.
It's good.
Sean, okay, it's fine. 2/3.
We need to fully agree on one thing.
I agree.
Oh, boy.
I feel like you don't.
We'll see you next time.
I'm Mark David Christensen, and along with Kate Thompson, we host Ah Crap, a Hellboy podcast. The show dedicated to the half-demon hero, created by writer-artist Mike Mignola and published by Dark Horse Comics. Each episode, we discuss Hellboy's comic book adventures, his cinematic appearances, plus much more. That's Ah Crap, a Hellboy podcast on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.